You can get Mary's forecast 24/7 at KRDO.com. All right, let's go to the KRDO newsline and visit with one of the members of the band that's going to be the newest lineup to the Promenade Shops at Briargate concert series, the Music Under the Mountain concert series, which begins on June 2nd. Man, I can't believe it's here already. And we want to welcome Matt Martinez, who's joining us right now on the KRDO newsline. He is with the band Playing With Smoke. Matt, so great to talk to you. So excited to add you guys to the band lineup. It's going to be an exciting summer of music, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. Thanks, Dan. Appreciate the intro. Yeah, we're looking forward to the show.
You guys are one of the hottest bands in Colorado Springs. I've heard you and you perform literally everywhere in Colorado Springs. It's so great to have you on June 9th coming up to the Promenade Shops at Briargate. And if you aren't familiar with this, the Promenade Shops at Briargate over by Ted's Montana Grill is where the stage is being built. It's a brand new stage. We have a cover on it, and then we have the new seating arrangements. They took out all the shrubbery and all that, and it's expanded as far as the seating is concerned. We're going to fit well over 200 people there, and it's all facing the audience. It's going to be a great, great time. The weather's going to be hopefully excellent. I'll be doing the show there live from 4 to 7 every Friday night. 2 hours of great concert music. Tell us about Playing With Smoke. What is this band all about? When did you guys start? And tell us about the band.
Well, we're a four-piece band. We've been together since about 2018, around that time. And we, like you said, we've performed all over Colorado. We basically stick to the Springs area mostly. But we play just a variety of all kinds of music, 50s, 60s, 70s, all through the rock and roll spectrum, basically.
When you guys are in front of the crowd and you got everybody really enjoying the music, does that pump you guys up?
Oh yeah, that's definitely what it's all about. Without the audience, yeah, it's pretty pointless. But we do, we've played some gigs through the shutdown and where things are separated, and it was a little bit more challenging. But yeah, it's always a lot more fun when the crowd's participating.
Absolutely. Okay, so tell us about yourself as well as the members of the band and how you guys formed Playing With Smoke.
Okay, well, my name is Matt Martinez. I'm the keyboard guy. I play the organ. I do some vocals. I got my partner Johnny. He plays the guitar. His name is Johnny Nelson. He's from New York City and he plays guitar and sings. We have Tony Wall from Buffalo and he plays bass and sings also. And then we have Rosendo Rodriguez from LA and he's out here playing and singing along with us also.
And what I love most about what you guys do is that you guys have so much energy on the stage, and it just makes it fun to listen to the music.
Yeah, we've been known to be a high energy band. We play our hearts out every night that we play. It's what we do, and it's always a lot of fun. And there's not much that we play that you wouldn't know. I think just about every song we play, just about everybody knows.
What's the hardest part about getting the name out, and for people to hire you, like for instance being a part of the summer concert series? What is the hardest part about marketing a band these days?
Oh man, it seems like it gets tougher. But a guy in the band plays a role on that, and we have one guy that kind of sticks to the booking side of it, and he does a great job. That's Johnny. He's from New York. He likes to do that kind of stuff. And it's just a matter of word of mouth. We play as often as we play, and we see a lot of people, and a lot of them come back out and watch us play again. And we've grown a lot of friends that way.
Yeah, no doubt. And we're speaking with Matt Martinez, who's a part of the band called Playing With Smoke. How did you come up with the name Playing With Smoke? Are you guys a bunch of pyromaniacs or something, or what?
No, nothing like that. It actually came about when we first put this group together. Some of our very first few gigs that we did were back when they were having the forest fires, and we were playing for some of the firefighter little get-togethers they were doing. And that was kind of just, it wasn't really a band yet. We were just kind of throwing it around. And at that time, we were trying to put a name to it. And we kept coming up with Playing With Fire, but that was taken all over the place. So we threw words around until Playing With Smoke came up, and that was not taken. So we jumped on it, and that's what we do.
That is awesome. And I think that what makes it hard these days is that not only do you guys play a lot of gigs, but you also have to kind of juggle your professional life, right? So some people can, like a guitarist may have you know, be on call for his job, and you know, another week it would be difficult to schedule because of work conflicts. Have you been able to work through those difficulties and still keep yourself relevant?
Yeah, it is a little bit tough. You know, we're not as young as we used to be when we have a lot more responsibility now. So yes, we have to kind of play that game, but we kind of it has a lot to do with just open communication. The guys all communicate. We're all really good friends. It's a very, very tight group, and we just make sure that the communication's together. That there's a calendar that we can follow, and everybody kind of gets what they need. It's definitely a work-life balance type thing, and you know, in order for us to stay together and keep it, you know, successful, we need to respect that.
All right,
each other's time.
As people make plans, and by the way, we're going to give away lots of various stuff. We got gift cards to Ted's Montana Grill, one of the hottest restaurants in Colorado Springs. That's where the stage is located, by the way, at Ted's Montana Grill, right in that area. But as far as give us one song that you guys love playing that's going to be a crowd pleaser when you guys hit the stage coming up on June 9th.
Well, it's kind of funny. We have a few that we kind of feature each guy on, and I'd probably say one of the favorite ones is a Santana song we play with a kind of an interesting drum solo in the middle, or Sunder kind of takes us down a little drum solo, and it's always a crowd pleaser.
Oh.
But there's quite a few in there. That's one that pops into my head. We do a few original songs, and we have a couple of those sometimes.
Beautiful.
People really enjoy.
I'm looking forward to meeting you and the rest of the band, and we appreciate you taking some time out. I know it's very busy for you, and we appreciate it very much, and we'll look forward to, and people will be able to see a lot more information on our promos that air on KRDO News Channel 13. They'll be airing, by the way, through the NBA Finals. That'll be kind of cool. But anyway,
nice.
Matt, thanks so much for joining us, and again, coming up on June 9th, we'll look forward to seeing you guys perform.
Hey, we'll be looking forward to it. It's going to be a highlight of our summer, and we really appreciate it.
It is our pleasure. All right, we got much more coming up straight ahead. This is KRDO's Afternoon News.